Donovan Morgan stared out at the panoramic view without really seeing the skyline of downtown St. Paul. His corner office was mostly glass, giving him an unimpeded view of the world he'd supposedly conquered. He'd just closed another $1 million deal, yet he felt nothing. No joy, exhilaration, or the rush of competition he'd thrived on his entire life. It was like he'd been left outside in the frigid winter to freeze solid, just another ice sculpture in the wintry park. Never mind it was full-blown summer in Minnesota, and the winding river below was crammed with boaters enjoying the warmer temps. His secretary buzzed him.
Mr. Morgan, your 10 o'clock appointment is here.
Miss Ruthers never managed to sound very sure of herself, even when she knew damned well he was expecting this meeting.
She's only been here a week.
He smothered a sigh.
Hopefully she'll gain more confidence. Assuming I don't bark at her and terrify her to death.
Without looking, he reached down and pressed the intercom.
Send him in.
He heard the door open and shut, but he delayed turning around to greet his guest. He didn't want to appear too eager, or, God forbid, desperate.
I have the file you asked for, Mr. Morgan.
He'd used Andy Wells many times in the past when he needed dirt on the competition in order to gain some leverage. The man was a pit bull when it came to tenacity and fight, with the nose of a bloodhound and the speed of a greyhound. If there was any secret to be uncovered, Andy would find it, carefully peeling back layer after layer until the ugly truth was bared. And if he couldn't find it, no one else would either. Donovan kept him on his personal staff and paid the man extremely well, to ensure Andy never had cause to go digging into Donovan's own secrets. Without replying, he turned and accepted the manila file. It was disturbingly thin and light. If this was all the dirt Andy'd been able to dig up on this prospective, what could he call her? Client? Date? Trick? No, that would be me. Sitting down, he laid the file open on his desk and let his gaze linger just a moment on the picture paperclipped to the inside of the file. Lily Harrison wasn't exactly a gorgeous woman, but she was quite attractive. Long, coppery brown hair fell in a curly tumble about her shoulders, pretty face, light blue-gray eyes, lush, curvy body. Perhaps a little too short for his personal tastes, and certainly not the model-thin slip of a woman so popular in the media, but her curve suited him perfectly. She had an easy, open smile and a light in her eyes he instinctively mistrusted, even while his instincts told him that spark was the key to hooking her interest. Light implied warmth and sweetness, even innocence. And if there was anything he'd learned about Lily Harrison before he'd hired Andy to dig deeper, innocence was the last thing in her mind. But he could certainly use that spark of curiosity to his advantage. The next page listed the basic overview of her background. Age 29, single, self-employed as a stained glass artist in Oakdale after bailing on her white-collar job 5 years ago. Doing well enough to purchase her own townhome, though she owed a considerable amount on the mortgage yet. She had a sick younger brother with a ton of medical bills. He could use that to his advantage. Her parents were still alive, living near the brother on the other side of Minneapolis. Comfortable, but not well off, and from the suburb they lived in, conservative and possibly even Catholic. Even better leverage. He turned the page and scanned the list of her male acquaintances, aka the men she hired herself out to. The Johns.
Is that what I've come to? Just another John trying to hire a prostitute to get what I need? Like a junkie on the street?
He forced himself to read every single name, even though he didn't recognize any of them. At least she wasn't involved with high-up politicians.